With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett. New jobs numbers are being delayed because of the 43-day federal government shutdown. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The September jobs report comes out Thursday morning, 7 weeks late. And now the Labor Department says it won't be releasing a full jobs report for October. The shutdown put a stop to calculating the nation's unemployment rate and some other key numbers. Instead, it will release some of the October jobs data along with the full November jobs report in the middle of December. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Melania Trump and Usha Vance took their first trip together, spending time in North Carolina on Wednesday with service members and their families to show appreciation for their service and sacrifice as the holidays approach. In remarks to troops and families, the First Lady says many military families missed loved ones during the holiday season.
Please know that our nation is thinking of you, praying for you, and deeply grateful for your service. To every service member, thank you for standing watch so others can celebrate in peace. And to every military spouse and child, thank you for your strength and love.
The First Lady and Second Lady traveled to military installations to thank service members and their families for their service during the holidays. The Vigo County, Indiana Sheriff's Office says deputies were sent to the home of State Senator Greg Good Sunday after they received an email advising harm had been done to persons inside. Officials say that the call was a prank. Earlier Sunday, President Donald Trump criticized Indiana lawmakers for not moving to redistrict the districts, specifically naming Good and Senate Pro Tem President Rodney Bray as protecting them and moving the districts around in Indiana to benefit Republicans in the midterm elections. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court rejects an appeal by a religious school. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The Florida High School wants to broadcast a prayer over the public address system before a state championship football game, and the State Athletic Association says no. Earlier Supreme Court rulings allow for spontaneous student-led prayer, but not over the PA system to the whole stadium. In rejecting this latest appeal, the justices leave in place the previous decision. The championship game in question was played at the Orange Bowl in Miami. Michael Harrington reporting.
The nonprofit organization Planning America's 250th birthday celebrations has teamed up with the White House Historical Association to produce a special Christmas ornament. On Monday, America250.org unveiled the limited edition handcrafted ornament, which features the Declaration of Independence, a copy of which President Trump has hung on the wall of the Oval Office. Organizers say that they view the celebration of America's founding as an opportunity to help unite political divides. This is SRN News. There's a new vehicle safety recall affecting some Ford products. Marcelo Sanchez reports.
Ford Motor Company is recalling more than 200,000 Bronco and Bronco Sport vehicles because of an instrument panel failure that increases the risk of a crash. Ford says it's not aware of any injuries. Federal auto safety regulators say the instrument panel may not display when the cars start up, leaving the driver without critical safety information. The recall includes 2025 through 2026 models of both the Ford Bronco Sport and the Ford Bronco. Starting December 8th, owners will receive notifications by mail. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
President Trump is designating Saudi Arabia as a major non-NATO ally. Countries with the designation include Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Colombia, Japan, and New Zealand, among others. This is SRN News.